Miss Street, Mr. Milansky. Well, I'm trying to be. Right now, I work for Brad Thompson. I'm sure that we all feel very strongly about certain things, Mr. Milansky, but that doesn't give us the right to resort to personal attacks. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Are you all right?
I'll go get you a towel. He never stole from anybody. And anybody who said he did. He's just being jealous and vindictive. 2 years. I'd been a creative writing student, and he'd spoken at our college a couple of times. He'd been kind enough to read a couple of stories that I'd had published in a fairly obscure literary magazine. Anyhow, I guess he liked them because he'd promised to teach me to be a novelist in exchange for being his research assistant. Of course. I even did a lot of work on A Passion of Death, as a matter of fact. No.
But he had all the material for the book, didn't he?
Yes, but that...
So you've just put all of it together into a kind of narrative.
That doesn't mean
it
that
it means you actually wrote the book.
But he'd already done all the research on it.
Didn't it bother you that you really wrote that book and he got all the glory and all the royalties?
No, of course not. Anyhow, Brad had promised that on the next book we would share the writing credits. And he would have done it. I know he would have.
Tell me, Rebecca. A Passion of Death came out well over 6 months ago, and that means it had to be delivered to the publisher at least 6 months before that. What had Brad been doing the last year?
Writing his autobiography.
With your help?
No. He was writing it by himself. I never saw any of it.
Miss Austin, where's the manuscript of Brad's autobiography?
In my room. Brad felt it would be safer to keep it there. Actually, Brad's literary executor has first claim to it, and I'm sure they wouldn't want anybody else reading it before they had an opportunity to. I am. I just can't take that. I already told Lieutenant Brock I don't know whether it was a man or a woman.
But they did steal the manuscript. Well, they took a pretty big risk breaking in while you were here.
It was their only chance, I guess. I've hardly left this room since Bradley was... since Brad died. Whoever killed him is in for a big surprise.
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday after you left, I sat down and I read the manuscript. I'm afraid Bradley had only written a couple of chapters and only took him as far as high school.
Funny. He couldn't seem to write one thing himself. Not even his own life story. Tell me, who knew that Brad was writing that autobiography?
He was pretty much keeping it a secret. But he did an interview with the writer from Detective Digest, and he told him.
You have a copy of the magazine?
No. But it should be out on the stands either today or tomorrow. He also told him about the book that he and I were supposed to be writing in. I'm sorry, I just don't know what to do.
Look, Ken and I disagree with the ethics of A Passion of Death, but it was brilliantly written. And it was your writing. Your future will soon start taking care of itself, young lady. It'll do that much sooner if you just get some rest.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.